Okay. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Lemniscate Journey, exploring the relationships in our lives from birth to death and death to rebirth through biography and social art with Sandra LaGrega and Jennifer Fox. Welcome to day two. I'm going to turn it over to our beautiful hosts and we can get started. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today again. I am having techno problems, and I'm somewhat of a Luddite, which someone said the other day, someone else said, so you have good company there. I cannot see you, as I said. I hope you can see me, and we'll get started from here. I'm having to work with these outer aspects of the technology, which are causing me some stress and anxiety. And at the same time, I am overflowing with the brilliant wisdom and love that Patrick Kennedy just shared. I hope all of you were able to be there for that. And if you weren't, please listen to the recording. Basically, he said everything, not everything. I mean, he said a lot more than what we were going to share with you today. So we would like to call the circle together again. And I would just like to acknowledge the beautiful painting by Ira Sullivan called Community in Orange as an image for us to hold as Sandra rings the Tibetan bowl and we listen for the reverberations. And as soon as you stop hearing the reverberations, give just a little pause. And then, Tess, will you unmute everyone at that point and allow everyone to speak their name into the ripples of the reverberation creating our circle? So everybody can say their name at once this time. All right, Sandra, and if you haven't lit your candle, you can light it.
This is a chance to bring the circle together again. And like Patrick said, I love that image of creating this altar in our hearts also. So I know you may have your altar with you, beside you, around your computer. But especially when we think of working with the dead, our loved ones, we won't be speaking their name today out loud, but you can create that altar in our hearts.
Splendorio.
What is yours?
Richard Dancy.
Bill Kershaw. Hi.
Patty Carbajal.
Price.
All my ancestors.
Doris Buxton.
Of Siler.
Eve Hardy.
Maria Lambert.
Carol.
And Amity.
Denise McDonald, Patrick Gordon.
Thank you.
All my relations.
Next slide.
Hold on, I can't mute everyone. I'm trying that function and I'm just muting everyone now. So please mute yourself so we can get started. Thank you.
I'm ready for the next slide when you're ready, Tess.
I'm just gonna get this room muted. I I can't do it. So I'm just, everyone please mute. Thank you. The recording will be more difficult if that way.
We'll start with our verse. May love of hearts ray out to love of souls. May warmth of heart ray out to spirit light. Even so, we would draw near to you, thinking with you thoughts of spirit, feeling with you the love of worlds, consciously at one with you, willing in silent being.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. Gathering in one another, gathering in our loved ones and all those on the other side. I'd like to start, we've referred to, or I made mention of the beautiful start to our day with Patrick Kennedy. And I'd like to make reference to Patrick's first presentation on Friday night and Mary Adams' journey that she took us on yesterday and Sandra's beautiful imagination that she led us all in yesterday. Going through the as above, and now we're going to get into the so below. As I woke up this morning and had some thoughts about how this was all going to unfold today and the exercises that we're going to be inviting you to participate in, something came to me which I hadn't included before, and that was the Destiny verse which Steiner gave. And when I first heard it spoken by Rene Carrido, it just reverberated in my soul. And I would like to share that with you now. And it's what we often use in the beginning of many biography workshops, because it really expresses this as above, so below, and how we live our life in the below portion. Once we've gone through that sacred gateway of birth and we journey on the earth towards our final death, at the other end, going through the sacred gateway once more. And for those of you who know it, you can speak it silently with me if you'd like. The wishes of the soul are springing. The deeds of the will are thriving. The fruits of life are maturing. I feel my star. My star finds me. I feel my destiny. My destiny finds me. I feel my goals in life. My goals in life are finding me. My soul and the great world are one. Life becomes more radiant about me. Life becomes more arduous for me. Life becomes more abundant within me. So from the starry realms, we have journeyed and ventured over the last couple of days, taken all of those images into our sleep. I hope it has provided food for those on the other side. This image making that Sandra spoke about yesterday is so important for us. I'd like to acknowledge and bring us back now to here right on earth. Signe Schaefer, one of the people who brought biography and social art to the US and a founder of the Center for Biography and Social Art, wrote a beautiful book, which is in our resource list, called Why on Earth? Biography and the Practice of Human Becoming. So that's our question. Why are we on earth? And Patrick raised some of those questions as he was speaking earlier this morning about what our task is here on earth. This practice of human becoming, I like to call it the art of human becoming, which we share in community. We begin to listen and attend to the other in the social sphere. And this intense interest is love. Steiner referred to love on several occasions as intense interest. And part of this interest starts with ourselves. Daisy Alden, in one of her poems, says, "Let me make a pilgrimage to the trembling cathedral of my own spirit." That self-knowledge, that becoming aware of what we really are, what our higher self is. And we do that through our lifespan on earth. We bring all this trailing clouds of glory with us as we come through the sacred gateway of birth. And here we are. We're contracted into this physical body, this physical nature that's hard and compacted. And we're trying to bring our soul and spirit into that have been on this vast journey. And interestingly, what happens, and many of you who've done biography work know this already, and Patrick and Mary Adams have referred to this as well, that our so below, as above, so below, our experiences in the below part mirror what we've just been through. So that we go through a threefold, fourfold, sevenfold experience during our life on earth. We have the threefold body, soul, and spirit. We have the fourfold physical, etheric, astral, or soul body, and the higher self, the ego. And we also, in cycles of 7 years, we go through the seven planetary spheres out to Saturn, which takes us to the age of 63. And then we have a certain freedom that comes as we venture out beyond Saturn. We do have an opportunity to experience the realm of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto beyond that. And we have a certain freedom that comes. The karmic necessity is less present for us. Not that there aren't things we can do in these later years, but it doesn't have the same necessity as previously. And Mary Adams, and I can't describe it like she does because I have a learning disability when it comes to some of the astrological kinds of work. I take it in, but it's hard for me to come back out with it. But at the age of 72, that larger cycle that Mary spoke about yesterday, there's a separation or a difference that starts to happen between the sun and our particular star. And I, for one, have felt that. I'm 73 and a half and have really felt this huge shift in my own relationship to the stars and what I brought with me at this age. Going back to why on earth and citizens of the cosmos are two that can really help you understand, if you haven't seen those books already, to go through these cycles and this experience. But what I want to do today is to really take some time to get back to the exercise that we left with yesterday and didn't have the time to fully experience. So if you get your drawing paper out, I don't know if some of you have had the opportunity to spend a little time. I don't know if you were like me and we attended everything yesterday, and by last night, perhaps you didn't have the stamina or the oomph to really review your year, your past year. But I'd like you to get your drawing papers out now and take some time to really look at your past year. And in that, kind of keep this in mind. Mark Nepo, a current poet and writer, has said that more than finding heaven on earth, we're asked to release heaven by living here on earth. And we're also, Rumi talks about removing the barriers. What are these barriers to love that we need to remove or release? What are these barriers that we need to let go of? Allow, the allowing of what needs to come through when we release the barriers. So keep in mind, think about what some challenges or obstacles have been for you during the past year. What transformations have you made in any of those areas? Looking at, if you remember from yesterday, Sandra's connections, that we connect, have a relationship with someone here on earth. We also can connect when we're still on earth. We can connect with someone on the other side. Once we cross to the other side, then we have connections with those that we've had connections with here, but we're both in spirit. We also have a connection to our own destiny. And in each one of these areas, in each one of these connections, we may have come up against some obstacles, some prickly spots. So as you're drawing, as you're contemplating, think about some of those connections and places where perhaps you've done some transformation, perhaps areas where you still would like to do transformation. Just start to make images. Like I said yesterday, don't think too hard about it. Just allow the process to come through you. Come from your thinking and come down into your heart and allow it to come out through your hands. You're going to be doing image making and thinking about forgiving and transformation. Patrick spoke about that today. Moving from the living into the loving. Just a quick example here of forgiveness. I remember hearing the story about Eckhart Tolle, who was in a real dark night of the soul and contemplating suicide. And he said to himself, "I'm sick and tired of myself." And he had this epiphany and this awakening at that point in time. And he was talking about his lower nature. And when we forgive, we somehow allow our higher self to enter and overcome our attachment to our lower selves of anger, resentment, blame, shame, all of those kinds of things which our lower self really wants to cling to. As we forgive, though, we release that and allow love in. Mary Oliver beautifully wrote, "Someone I loved once gave me a box full of darkness. It took me years to understand that this too was a gift." So thinking of these things, begin to draw and share. Begin to draw and write, and we'll have time for sharing in about 10, 15 minutes.
I wanted to just, Jennifer, for those who maybe weren't here yesterday or who might need just a prompt to remember the drawing and what they might be doing right now, just maybe repeat that for those who have a question about that.
Okay, are there people who were not here yesterday?
Or just, I would just repeat it in case, you know, it got lost in their memories or something.
All righty. Very good. Basically, yesterday I asked folks to begin to look at, after Sandra had taken us through her imagination and we had come back to Earth and been born, I asked us to fully be present here, feet on the ground and so on, and to begin to look and review, recollect, remember, do a bit of a life review of our past year and begin to call up and in this recollection, review it backwards as we do the Ruksha, which is the exercise that Steiner gave for reviewing our day at the end of each day. But now we're going to be reviewing our year, looking backwards. And don't worry too much about the instructions. Just allow yourself to enter into this experience and draw up images of experiences, other people. Try to be as objective as you can. If an experience sticks with you, stay there if you choose. Or if many experiences are coming to you, just make a quick note, see if there's a few that stand out for you. Okay, is that?
Thank you, Jennifer, perfect. Okay, so if everyone can start finishing up, whatever thought you're working on or image, just wrap up that thought and feeling. We can come back to the main, to our presence together as a group.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Kind of feel yourself back in the circle after being in your own space, your own time for a while, into that exercise, that recollection. Now we're going to do a sharing like we've been doing throughout the conference. And I think Tess will do, let's do a triad. Can we put people in triads? And we'll have about 2 minutes each.
Okay.
So let's do 3 minutes each. That'll give us about 10 minutes in our sharing. And remember the touchstones about confidentiality and deep, intense, heartfelt listening. That listening becomes a spiritual practice of self-overcoming as well. So listening with the heart. Only share what you choose to share. Okay, so everyone. Okay.
So I'm going to, so I will first unmute everyone before I put you in. And also we do encourage everyone to go in and yes, if you don't wish to share, you can hold back and let folks know, but please do go into the breakout rooms. They won't be recorded spaces, so you have privacy there. Okay, so I'm sending you off. Okay, welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back. Thank you. Okay, so everyone had a chance to explore and then share with one another about Rumi's quote from yesterday, "Your task is not to seek for love, but to see and find all that lies in yourself that you've built against it." So what is this forgiveness? It's something certainly that I have been carrying with me and working a lot on lately. Some years back, quite a few years back, I read Sergei Prokofiev's book, The Occult Significance of Forgiveness, and it just came across my airwaves again, or not my airwaves, my through my heart friend, Sandra, my partner in this. And I had packed my book away when I moved a year ago and it's not unpacked yet. So I just went ahead and ordered another copy of it. And I have been so struck in reading it again, almost in preparation for this workshop. The significance of forgiveness is so crucial. Not only does forgiveness break the somatic repetition, and Melinda Tony spoke about this yesterday to some degree, there's a neurological, neurophysiological experience that happens when we forgive. We break the somatic repetition that happens between the physical, emotional, soul, and spiritual level. So, and what this happens in the web of destiny, as I'm understanding Prokofiev's understanding, is that when we break this, we actually are doing a forgetting. You know, so many people say, well, I can forgive, but I can't forget. And there's some truth in that, yes. And at the same time, actually, when we forgive, this breaking, that something breaks, one of those threads and those fibers in the web of destiny actually breaks and and sort of dissipates. And what is allowed to come in is love. And so when we forgive, we're not only doing something for ourselves, we are really doing something for the whole, for world karma. And that's a piece of this whole forgiveness that I didn't understand when I read the book 20 years ago or whenever that was. So I wanted to bring that. I hope I shared that so that you could take that in. So finding within ourselves all those barriers that we have built against it is just crucial. And part of helping us do that is going back to what we brought with us. The exercise that Sandra led you in yesterday relative to what were the gifts that we brought with us from the starry realms, from the cosmos, as we entered the time of becoming human. So if we take those gifts that we came with and then look at what we come up against in the hard materiality of being in a body living on Earth, what are those things we needed to learn? How have we transformed those things into gifts that we can now take back through into our future? As we give gifts to those on the other side, we release them. We release something in ourselves. We release something in the other person, either in this life on Earth right now or on the other side. So it's a huge gesture. And perhaps that's why it's so difficult. I have a poem I'd like to share. In my working with forgiveness myself, I had shared some things with a dear friend, and she started working with it herself. And through her process, she came to the following poem, which I'd like to read to you. Forgiveness is an outbreath, sand sifting through my hands, a giving way, a passing through, relaxing a weary stance. I am less and more myself without that thing I've held, as if my life and it were one and it made me who I am. Forgiveness is an outbreath, sand slipping through my hands. A step aside, a passing by, laying down a weary stance. I gave it back so easily to that from which it came, in just one gentle shift of mind, as if I'd never blamed. Forgiveness is an outbreath, a sigh across the sands. A step aside, a passing by, uplifted, open hands. So that touched me deeply, and it was one of those moments where there was human touch without being in the same place. So if we take that into our next exercise, one of the steps towards forgiving and forgiveness and releasing those things that we cling to with our lower nature, this is part of this self-overcoming. Steiner gave the beautiful verse about faithfulness. Let your loyalty to another human being, I have to start over, sorry, my technology isn't, there we go. Faithfulness. Let your loyalty to another human being come about in this way. There will be moments quickly passing by when they will seem to you filled and illumined by the true primal image of their spirit. Then can come, yes, will come, long stretches of time when your fellow being seems clouded, even darkened. but learn at these times to say to yourself, the Spirit will strengthen me. I will remember the true unchanging image that I once saw. Nothing at all, neither deception nor disguise, can take it away from me. Struggle again and again for the true picture that you saw. The struggle itself is your faithfulness. And in those efforts to be faithful and to trust, a human being will become close to another, as if with the angel's power of protection. So with that beautiful image, take a few moments now within yourself, creating an image of the highest of someone either on earth here or on the other side who you have forgiven or you're in need of forgiving. And maybe it's yourself. Sometimes that's the hardest. Call up that image of the highest in them. Build that image. Returning to your drawing and writings, the reflection of the past year, looking at what you brought with you, what you've learned, and what you're taking forward. Just go inward, invite you to look at that. Calling up that higher image. Okay, everyone is on mute.
So just take one more minute, everyone, and then we'll come back.
Can you hear me, Tess?
Yes, I can hear you.
Nobody else can?
No, we're speaking into the main space.
Okay. Let's chat. One of the things we were going to do is to offer an ongoing conversation. So if people would like to continue the conversation with questions and so on, Sandra and I are willing to set up another Zoom meeting in the not too distant future and have more of a conversation about all of this. So maybe that's how to handle the questions. I'd rather not get into that kind of question taking right now.
Okay, yeah, people can connect after the workshop and we'll find a way to do that.
Right. So yeah. Do you want to leave it that open-ended, or can Sandra and I simply say we, you know, are offering a follow-up conversation about this? If whoever is interested could, you know, contact us directly or put their email in chat or whatever. I don't know the mechanism.
Well, I think everybody can hear us, this offer.
Oh, is everybody hearing us now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So that we'll end with that. We could put that in the resource page. We'll put your emails and people can get in touch with you when they receive the recordings after. How does that sound?
It's already there. Yes.
Okay. Great.
Are people on mute now? Have you called people back, or is Sandra just back?
I just came back because I know everybody can hear this discussion.
So we are finishing our thoughts. Everyone can wrap up. I'm going to keep everyone mute though, because if everyone goes on mute, then it gets a little crazy. But we'll have everyone on mute, but I'll stop the share and we can go into gallery view. And your intention, Jennifer, was to do a little bit of a sharing. People can go.
Right. I would just like to share one more thought.
Okay.
As you bring yourselves back to this format here as a circle. Christopher Bamford in the book Staying Connected talks about that as we carry our gifts across the sacred gateway of death, we hand over our gifts. We continue the work in the spiritual world. And the hierarchies of divine spiritual beings receive these fruits of earthly life and transmute them so that they too can continue to work for cosmic evolution. It's important that we bear witness to this process with prayers that are simple and good, wonderful and beautiful. So with that, we'd like to open up in our closing minutes in the way that we began. We know it takes a while, but we'd like to hear everybody's voice in our circle, feeling the heart connection through time and space here. And we're going to have a full circle go round. And we ask that you share in the circle sort of a potentized homeopathic dose of what you're going to be carrying into the future. Maybe just a one word, two words at the most, if you can distill this down and put those words into our circle as a closing for this sacredness that we've built together over the last days. So one gift you're carrying forward and which you'll take with you across the threshold to the other side.
Or it could be, may I say something?
Oh, of course.
Or it could be a gift that, relating it back to these exercises we just did on an obstacle or a box full of darkness or this what we've been thinking about, the forgiveness. So it really could be something, a gift we're giving. Usually if you give it to one area, you're giving it to all, but to those on the, somebody on the other side of the threshold, or someone in our own life, or something that we will carry across the threshold. Is that right? A gift that we're offering toward love. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And I think the way to do this, I might just have people, it's going to be hard to sort of call on folks since we're a big group, but I think if we can try to unmute and speak, I think if you unmute yourselves, I think it will be okay. We won't have too much overlap. If that's not working, I'll think of a different way, but.
You don't want to do what we did at the beginning when everyone spoke their names and their location, just call on people. You call the names and then the person says their gift. Or would you rather try?
Okay, I can do that.
Could I just mention that takes a little bit of time? Do you want to just unmute the person and we just look for our unmuteness?
It's not all on one screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's try that.
We're stumbling. We're continuing to stumble humbly.
I'll mute everyone and then we'll start from the top. So you'll look for your button if it's unmuted. Okay.
Hello, I'm Bridgette.
Okay, and you can also pass if you don't want to do the sharing too. Okay.
Hello, I'm Gita. Labrins, Santa Barbara.
So we're not doing, so just to clarify, we're not doing our names as we did yesterday. We're doing, you're sharing if you have, do you want to succinctly say it, Jennifer? One word.
One or two words about the gift that you brought with you and that you have used in your transformation or working with a challenge or an obstacle, a gift that has developed in you in this lifetime that you're carrying forward into the future and will take with you back to spirit.
Resolution.
Thank you.
Finding the diamond.
Connecting.
Loving trust.
Inclusion of opposites. So balance and equanimity.
Empathy. And witnessing.
Openness.
Finding the diamond.
Art and creativity.
Patience and kindness.
Acceptance and song.
Steadfastness to inner knowing.
Ideal and ritual.
Opening to grace.
Annunciation and birth.
Sandra, do you want to go?
Forgiveness and acceptance of myself.
Anka?
A warm interest.
Forgiveness and connectedness.
Mauricio? Oh, I didn't catch that. Sorry.
A strong will.
Thank you. Angie?
Forgiveness and freedom.
Embrace release.
Diminishing resistance to creative connection.
Carol?
Oh, learning to forgive and to love.
Blanche?
I had spoken earlier about inclusion of opposites, mm-hmm. Equanimity and balance.
Authenticity.
Deborah?
Authenticity.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. Authenticity.
Thank you.
My will's fiery energy. Compassion and beauty.
June?
All of the above and imagination that serves moral development.
Is it Marietta under Jean's?
Yes, generosity of spirit.
Permission to pause.
Loving kindness.
Forgiveness.
Barbara.
Learning to forgive myself.
Truth and courage.
Be grateful, let go.
Care of my higher self.
Awake in dying.
Gratitude and hope.
Persistence and surrendering.
Bridging the music of the heart with the music of the sphere.
persevering to seeing the full archetype filled with light in everyone.
Trusting in the bigger picture.
Was that Sharon? I couldn't
see. Alumnus gate?
That was Camille.
Oh, okay.
Alumnus gate. Okay. Understanding.
Sacredness and all.
Gratitude and encouragement.
Beatrice?
Gratefulness and breathing.
Passion and humor.
Forgiveness as a path to love.
Okay, Mary, on the phone.
Receptivity to forgiveness.
Okay. I think there's one more person on the phone. 231.
No, Tess, that's me. That's Camille.
Okay, you went. Okay. All
I'm
right.
I'm going to share too. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Steadfast devotion to the highest. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. We didn't know if that was going to work, but I sure felt it. I go back, I don't know if you can put up that beautiful image of community in orange or the corona around the sun, Tess. Either one.
Oh, yeah, someone said, oh, I didn't share. So for me,
yeah, it's true, you didn't.
Harmony.
Thank you. So just take in this beautiful imagination here, feeling us all in this beautiful circle and what we've brought through, each of us weaving. Sandra?
Well, I'm totally confused about the schedule, but I know it's time to end, and it's beautiful, and I loved hearing everyone the words, but I also love the little space between the little space of silence between each sharing. So that was very special. And you already heard the conversation about if you want to continue this conversation, we'd be willing to meet with you and try to continue this conversation and see where that leads us. So our emails are at the end of, our emails are all at the end of the resource. We have an extensive resource sheet that you can access. So
can I just say one thing, Sandra, excuse me?
Sure.
I'd just like to add, someone in the chat just put up something about the pause in music. You were saying about the pause. how much you appreciated that. I think it was Mozart. I'm not a musician, but I think it was Mozart that said that the music comes from the pause in between the notes. Mm-hmm. And it felt like that to me in this creation too.
Yes. And we really wanted to take the time to begin hearing everybody's voices in the beginning and then to close with hearing everyone's voices. So, Jennifer, do you want me to read the verse, the Steiner verse, Spirits Ever Watchful?
That's where we are. We have 5 minutes left.
Okay.
We would just like to honor each of you for showing up, being heard, being seen, and all the work that you've done through the whole conference, but certainly particularly in our workshop. We're honored and humbled that you joined us and stuck with us today, particularly with all the technology issues that I was facing. And I hope it didn't interrupt the flow too much. But thank you so much. I really honor mm-hmm. all of you. Thank you for sharing your life journey with us today.
And thank you also I feel like we have been building a community of the living and the dead. So we would like to, I know we're going to have a beautiful ceremony after this with Linda Berg and some other people. So I hope you can all participate in that. So we'll end with this verse. Spirits ever watchful, whose help we desperately need, whose presence we take for granted, look kindly at our efforts to carry our intentions that were born in our hearts, illuminated by our thoughts, set on their path by our will. If these our intentions are good, if we are to prove worthy of them, inspire us, guide us, strengthen us, so that the divine spirit spark in us may unite with the spirit of the earth, may kindle a light, however small, in the present darkness. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Tess, thank you. For holding this all thank together you. Today.
My goodness. And Joyce Rice again, and Clarissa, yes. All the work with the slides and presentation.
Yes. Thank you, Joyce and Clarissa.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and I'll just stop the recording and everyone can unmute and we can all use our voices to close the space.
Thank you. Thank you
for so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Tess.